This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Just when you thought it was safe to put on a podcast, the legend continues. Place to Be Nation presents Freak Out Drive-In with Jennifer Smith.
My weapon is large for bodies, I'm strapped for battle. My soul is in the crossroads and highs for filling somewhere.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to Freak Out Drive-In. I'm your hostess, Jennifer Smith. Tonight, we are going to watch the 2004 remake of a classic horror film. It is called Dawn of the Dead. I'm going to watch this movie with my friend Andy Atherton, who you might know. If you listen to the Place to Be Nation pop feed, which you should be, and you obviously are if you're listening to me, Andy chose this movie for us to watch. I had seen the original version of it, but I had not seen this Zack Snyder remake, and it's a good time. Andy is very fond of zombie horror films, which so am I, so that worked out. This is the fast zombie version of the zombies, which sometimes they do move slowly, so it's a little bit inconsistent, but me and Andy had a blast watching this. We watched it on the HBO Go app, but I'm pretty sure that you can find it on Amazon, probably for rental or to buy if you want. I don't think I saw it on any other streaming services, but it's definitely worth a watch, especially if you like zombies and if you like Zack Snyder, which many, many people do. And, you know, so I hope you guys can, you know, enjoy this as much as Andy and I did. And I do want to take a minute real quick before we start the movie to urge you to go to the greatest candy tournament on Facebook and vote. We're, Place to Be Nation is having one of our famous tournaments, and right now it's candy based. So just search for greatest candy tournament and you'll find it and vote on it daily, and we will crown a winner on Easter. I don't mention this at the end of the episode, so I wanted to mention it now. So anyway, have fun watching Dawn of the Dead.
Feel that. Oh shit.
All right, we're going to watch Dawn of the Dead.
Yes. All right. Time to get scared.
Tell me why we're watching this.
Well, I'm not a big horror movie guy. I mean, there are some horror movies I do like, but zombie movies I actually do really like. I mean, I'm a big Walking Dead fan. It scares the crap out of me still.
Does it?
Like, zombie stuff, well, because they're going to get you eventually.
Mm. All right.
You know, and I don't know. This movie in particular, because the zombies are fucking track stars.
Yeah, so I put this on a little bit earlier just to get a feel for it, because I can't say I ever saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I might have watched the original, but we are, to be clear, watching the 2004 remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, I've seen it many times.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, we're doing fast zombies in this.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the original. I mean, they're like the Romero zombies. You can get away from them, but they'll get you eventually. Like, Walking Dead zombies are not... The thing about Walking Dead is, like, usually it's either they surprise you or there's just too many
too
of them.
Many,
to.
Right.
But, yeah, and this one, they just haul ass, mm-hmm. these fucking zombies. That's what's the really scary part about this movie. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. For some reason, zombies always appeal to me.
I've always been a zombies fan, too.
I mean, there are some, I, you know, some vampire movies I like, you know, and other ones, but I'm not into, like, I'm not really into the slasher ones, definitely not the torture porn, you know, like Saws and all that, but I'll get sucked into, like, certain horror movies sometimes. So, you know, just, And it's a good movie. This is one of probably Zack Snyder's best movies he's done.
You know, I kind of, I can't believe I'm going to admit this, but I kind of thought you were kidding earlier when you said, when I said, we're doing the 2004 movie, right? And you said, yeah, the Zack Snyder version. And I laughed because I didn't realize this was a Zack Snyder movie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is...
So then I started looking at it differently, which I don't know what that says about me, but my impression of it changed a little bit once I knew that.
Well, this is before he's this next Zack Snyder he is now, mm-hmm. you know, before Watchmen, I believe, before... I don't know if Sucker Punch came out before this or not. I'd have to look that up. But, you know, it's... And, you know, we're going to get to a part of this movie soon, actually, where... I can't not think of 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Okay.
You've seen the movie, right?
Well, I saw part of it.
Oh, you only see parts of it.
Yeah,
so.
I only saw part of it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you mean 40-Year-Old Virgin. Yeah, no, I've seen that.
So Sucker Punch came out in 2011. Wow.
Yeah, I was thinking that was a lot later.
Okay. So, well, the scene's going to come up soon.
I'm trying to think of which one you mean.
All right, so do you remember...
We'll get to it.
Yeah. You'll see. And I'll try not to say the certain words that are said in the movie.
So basically, we have our main character here who is a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anybody's names in this movie.
I think her name is Anna.
Anna, okay.
Yeah, Anna. Mm-hmm.
It's good that she's a nurse. I'm sure that will come in handy later.
Yes, it kind of does. And then her husband, I guess.
Yeah.
And she just ran into the neighbor girl on the street,
mm-hmm.
which that comes into it, too.
Yeah.
And now they're getting a little busy in the shower.
Yeah, see that.
Yeah, this is the only kind of titillation we get in the whole movie.
No, I saw a couple of scenes later.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. Look at that. And they're in the shower. Now they're done. In bad sleep.
Well, that was quick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that happens sometimes.
Yeah. You know, they do little cuts.
That's what I meant.
Now the door is open. Ajar, if you will.
I will admit this little girl was creepy.
Yeah. Kind of like in the beginning of one of the first episodes of Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then you just see her, like, kind of out of focus, so you don't really know what the hell's going on yet. You know, if she wakes up first, there's a whole different movie.
Yeah.
So it's Vivian is the girl's name.
That's the neighbor, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the girl that was on the bike, and you see her all fucked up now, blood. Stuff, and she's just standing there.
I really like the gore in this movie. Like, I think...
Yeah, it's kind of...
It's well done.
Yeah, she chows down, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the first, 5 minutes, and you have this much blood, you're pretty much winning so far.
And she's like, what the fuck is going on with this?
She tosses that bitch down the hall.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, I would not be this sharp. You know, I would be.
Yeah, I would just be like, what the? I'm out of here. I'm like, you're dead. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talk about, like, I actually, it's kind of funny. I actually talk to my kids about, like, I have a plan if something happens. You know, I love you too, but you know what? You guys aren't making it.
You have a zombie apocalypse plan with your family?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Well, I have a kind of like, I know where I want to go, like not far from here on U.S. Post Road. You probably have, well, it's not in your part of Florida, but Post Road that goes all the way down to Miami from Boston. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's up. He turned pretty fast.
Yeah, he did. Most of them do. This.
I think it might be depending on the severity of the bite, I think.
Oof. I mean, that was straight to the jugular.
Oh, and then she falls backwards into the tub.
Yeah, that's a great little... Yeah, she really slammed into that tub.
I know. Now, a little girl couldn't get through the door, but, you know.
Mm.
She's got, at least she grabbed her car keys first. That was smart.
So do you have like bug out bags and like
bug out? What's a bug out bag?
A bug out bag. So like in case of a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, or, like you're packed. It's like having
packed and ready, and you
in
have
case you're going. It's like when you go into labor or something.
Yeah, kind of like that.
So you're not going to the,
far advanced.
No, I just know where I want to head.
Okay, good.
I like my steak out, and then she's like trying to talk to him through the door. Has no clue what the fuck is going on. And then he just busts his head through, and he's trying to get to her. I think it probably happened a little earlier. Yeah, here it is. Yeah. No. So in 40-Year-Old Virgin, right, there's a scene where they're in the store that they work in.
Right.
And Romany Malco is watching it. And he's Andy's trying to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, whoa, oh, hit him. Fuck that. You don't want.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. And now people, you know, so I always just think of it. Oh, there's a dude with a gun just got taken out by an ambulance.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, and now it's just breaking out. This is kind of also like being a Zombieland starts like this a little bit, I think.
Yeah. Because that shot there where it's like panning over the whole neighborhood, that looks great. You can't really tell if it's supposed to be funny or not, at this point.
And he is just taking off. He is just hauling ass after her. I mean, he is keeping up with that car.
Yeah.
And then he's somebody else to kill. The guy's just out on his bathroom. What's going on? Oh, you're fucked.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's just trying to get to the emergency broadcast system. A lot of that. Also, Shaun of the Dead does that, too. Shaun of the Dead, those zombies are slow, though, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they slow-mo it, and she's like, let me in. That's a moral dilemma.
No, it's not. No. You don't let anybody in. No dilemma whatsoever.
Yeah, she's driving around. Whole place is turning to shit, basically. Yeah, so basically, my plan is to see the whole place. Yeah, place get fucked up now.
That was great.
Yeah, fires everywhere. So my plan is actually there's a oh. What are you talking about? The car? The
van
over
the car? I think I might
be. Yeah, you're a little ahead of me. Let me scooch ahead.
No, you're good.
I'm close up on her now, so gotcha. I'm caught up.
All
right. Yeah, she's seeing the guy, people attacking the one person. All right, cool. So they're in Milwaukee. Yeah, I forgot. And she's just like, what's going on?
She's traumatized. Oh, shit.
Now this guy is fucked up. He's trying to take her car.
Well, yeah.
And she just beats him off and...
She does what now?
She just beats him off and then boom!
Oof.
She's very lucky here, though, with no zombies just stumble on her.
Yeah. Oh, now we're doing the opening. Okay, that's an interesting spot for that.
Yeah. So the place I have staked out for the zombie apocalypse is like, because there's two supermarkets across the street from each other, and there's a Dick's Sporting Goods and a Walmart not far.
That's not
so. I figured you got canned goods, you got weapons. If you can just hold on, fortify it, you're pretty cool. The shit you think about.
Yeah, I know. I think about it too.
So you see the news reports now.
You know where they actually end up in that mall. That's always been one of my. Like ideas, but there's so many entrances that I always talk myself out of the mall.
Yeah, you have to fortify them all.
Yeah, so it's not ideal. But there's so many; it would keep you sustained for a while.
Yeah. I mean, they're so funny though. Like there have been nights after like watching The Walking Dead, and I'll be walking my dog, I'll hear something. Like, oh my god, the last episode! Holy fuck!
Actually, I'm not caught up on it yet.
Oh, my God. Wait till you get to...
Yeah, I've heard they do something crazy with it.
Well, it's from it's taken out of comics, but they kind of change it up a little bit. But still, it's very... you thought the intro of Negan was bad.
Oof. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have complex feelings about The Walking Dead. Because I feel like they... I feel like they do, like, gimmick episodes to, like, keep you hooked in, and then the rest of the seasons are shit. Like,
yeah, they have their issues with, you know, sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, but Fear the Walking Dead has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I didn't even make it to season two of that one.
Yeah, once you get through, were you at, were they in Mexico yet at the hotel?
No.
Oh, that sucked. I hated that part, but once they get through that, it actually becomes really cool. Like, Morgan's over there now.
Yeah, I did know that. James Gunn wrote this?
Huh. Yeah, look at that.
All right.
Who just got reinstated.
Guardians.
Thank God.
Which is amazing, actually.
I know. He was apparently, he was reinstated a few months ago, but they waited until the Fox deal was complete to announce it.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And we're back.
That was such a weird, like, spot for a title sequence, but okay.
Oh, yeah, Zombieland does that, too. But Zombieland, it's hysterical more because it's like they play, was it Harvester of Sorrow by Metallica?
Mm-hmm.
And they're open, and you just see the scenes, and it goes perfectly with the whole open.
So they just, during the title sequence, they just sort of explain the breakout, how nobody knows what it is. And, it's just mass chaos.
Mm-hmm. And here's Ving Rhames. Awesome Ving Rhames as Kenneth, the cop. With everything he's in.
Yes.
He just brings it.
Mm-hmm. He looks like, at her. I mean, just like, come on.
He's like, oh, shit. Yeah. I mean, all right.
I got this white girl with me now.
She's got no shoes on.
Mm-mm.
She's trying to be like Bruce Willis in Die Hard. What's going on?
I'm just curious, Andy. Have any of your kids ever spray painted anything at your house?
No. No, I've not had spray paint readily accessible.
Okay. Ethan got into some spray paint this weekend and spray painted the mailbox.
Oh, all right. That's good. Yep. Was it at least artistic?
No, it was not. But he got in trouble, you know, but not bad because he's a kid. And so I started, like, calling him Banksy and stuff, and he didn't get any of my references, and so now I'll just make fun of him for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got in trouble. I was a little older though with spray paint because my parents actually still have the same house. They're hopefully selling it soon, but they share a driveway with the neighbors, and there was a wall, and I spray painted like a box for when me and my friends would play, you know, stickball with a ball, whatever, in the driveway, and they weren't happy with that. And then senior high school, I was in the play all 4 years of high school.
Mm-hmm.
We did Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, nice.
And I played the plant. I didn't do the voice. I was like a mute Jim Henson. Because it's kind of hard because of the apparatus and because we got it from SUNY New Paltz. But here they are at the mall. Mm-hmm. Sidebar. Mm-hmm. I built the gas mask for the dentist scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically took like an old plastic baseball helmet, cut it, you know, and then took some stuff and spray paint, black paint. And I missed the newspaper quite a bit. So to this day, there's still black spray paint. My parents' garage, they're still not happy. I still hear about it. You know, they're in the mall. And they've met up with a few people.
They threw a toilet through the window to get into the mall, which is odd.
Yeah, I know. Of all the things to throw out the window. And they've weaponized a little bit. There's a pregnant chick.
Mm-hmm.
A dude looks like a gangbanger with his nice silver weapon.
Viper, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good actor.
Yeah, I like him.
I have no idea who the pregnant chick is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either.
And the other guy, he was in... The only thing I think I may have seen him in, but I never watched it, was that Patricia Arquette show.
Medium, that's how I know him. Mm-hmm. I watched that show a lot.
Yeah, I never watched it. Yeah.
He was real good. And that, and this too.
Mm-hmm. He's kind of like the moral compass in this movie, I think.
I wonder if that guy works anymore. I haven't seen him in anything in forever.
What's his name? Jake Weber.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, he's been in 13 Reasons Why. I guess maybe he was the father or something. Homeland. Thank You for Your Service. Yeah, he does stuff. Just not Hell on Wheels. Just nothing we watch.
Well.
There you go. Check the exit.
Now she's finally washing the blood off of her.
Yeah. Of course, they show the shot into the water, so you think something's going to come up and get her. And now Michael, Jake Weber, tries to like kind of take charge a little bit.
So those doors, they don't... Were they locked? Did he just try them? They were? Okay. Because they're not like roped off or chained or anything, so...
No, because it's early in the morning, and it's... I don't know if it's a weekend or not, so the mall's not open yet.
Okay.
So, and he tries to tell, Ving what to do, and Ving just, like, looks at him, just loads a shotgun, like, I ain't listening to shit. And he's got a crowbar as his weapon.
Goes That's not, into the, not bad choice of weapon.
No, he's
on the fly.
Yeah. I mean, it's got the hook on the end of it, I mean, yeah. Because they don't know what zombies are, though. We're like, we know more than they do.
Right.
So it's like, turn that shit around. Use that pointed end to fuck them up. But here, I would actually be heading to this store because he's in the sports store now. Plenty of weapons in there.
What would your weapon of choice be?
Well, you need... See, guns work, but you run out of ammo.
And they're loud.
Yeah, they're loud. So, and it depends on the zombies, though, because...
Most of them are attracted to sound.
Yeah, most of them. I mean, in Walking Dead, they smell you, you know. But, you definitely need something like a bat. A bat would be good because you can blunt force trauma them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But in a close combat situation, you know.
That still works.
Yeah.
Because you can also hold it sideways to kind of, you know, like hold them back too a little bit. All right. So he's checking more doors. And it's like, oh!
I think my weapon would be like a machete. Or like a katana.
All right, Michonne.
Yeah.
Those aren't always readily available.
Right,
you can get,
right.
You can pick up a bag at any good sporting goods store or Walmart.
Plus, I'd probably be pretty awful with it and hurting my own self.
Yeah.
I'm not the most coordinated of individuals.
Eh, well, see, there you go. He picks up a croquet mallet. That's a good choice.
Yeah, that's not bad.
He's like kind of comparing and contrasting there.
I would have stuck with a crowbar, I think.
I would have put, you know what I would have done? I would have put the crowbar like in my...
In your pants or, in your belt, yeah.
It was a backup because,
definitely.
That mallet ain't going to open up a door.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I got to tell you, there's a lot of gore in this movie, though.
Oh, I love the gore.
I know you do.
Why does he not open the door? What is the point of that?
Because you got to clear it out. You got to see what's going on. did you learn anything from Carl not killing that zombie that killed Dale? Oh, and this is the zombie in there just.
Oh, that looks so great.
Oh, God.
And why were they just sitting around doing nothing, not backing him up?
I don't know. Because he was supposed to be there protecting the ladies, I guess. And she's just like, what? Yeah, here comes a zombie.
Yeah, she gets real lucky right here, too. She should have got bit right there.
I think she does get bit.
Think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She does, but it's a small bite, which is why it takes a while. Well, you've never seen this, have you? You said.
Like I said, I watched like an hour or so of it earlier.
All right. Oh, he just got right through the chin.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, that good kill.
Great kill.
And this guy, I think he's a security guard that works at this other guy. Because they mentioned him by name. And she just shoots him, and now he's, like, fluttering. Like
she didn't get the headshot.
No. But he's like dazed. You see, watch. See her? She covers her arm.
Ah, okay. Oh,
yeah,
does
I think
that mean that she has a baby zombie?
Well, you have to watch the movie.
Please tell me there's a baby zombie. I don't know why I want to see that, but I do.
Did you watch Z Nation on Sci-Fi?
I saw the zombie baby on Z Nation.
I saw the zombie. That was so silly. Oh.
I was losing it. It was.
I gave up after that.
Yeah, though. It was like you're just never going to beat that no matter what else you do in the rest of this show. So, and that was really early on. So I was like, nope, can't.
And here the his Paul Blart and his buddies.
More sadistic Paul Blart.
Yeah. You know, what mall security guys have guns? I don't know.
No, none. Well, this is 2004. I mean, today probably, yeah.
None of them have one of those things that Paul Blart was driving.
Oh, the little, is it a Segway thing?
Yeah, Segway. Yeah, the two guys have guns and the trainee ain't got shit. Mm-mm. And, you know, you ain't talking like that to Ving Rhames.
And he's a for real cop.
Yeah. Well, I think that kind of goes out the door right now.
Yeah. Well, top flight security of the world on the case over there.
And this guy, the guy on the all the way on the right, he's a fucking douche. Mm. I'm so happy when he buys it. This other guy has been in, the guy in the middle has been in other stuff too.
Yeah, I know him from House of Cards.
Okay.
Yeah, he's super good in that.
And then he puts him in mall jail, right? Or locks him in a store.
Yeah, I think that's what he does.
But yeah, I mean, I kind of like the whole, depending on how severe the bite is, how long it takes you to turn.
Yeah, oh yeah, I do like that idea too.
Yeah. Now they're watching the news like, what is going on?
But I saw this right up to the point where she goes into labor. So she lasted a long time with that bite then.
Yeah.
A real long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually am, I've talked about this in other shows, like where I write screenplays and I actually have a zombie movie that I want to write. I mean, I have it like kind of mapped out in my head and I kind of have no idea what's going on. I'm not going to give it away on air.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you off air.
Oh,
I'll tell
you.
But the severity of the bite, it comes into play in that and how quickly people turn.
I think you should have a character named Jenny. And she
I will.
She should be the hero that lasts till the end.
Till the end? Okay.
Don't kill her. Okay.
Don't kill her. Okay.
You unless you make it a real good death with like a zombie baby or something like that.
Yeah. You want to see, you don't want to see zombie Jenny?
That would be kind of fun, actually.
Mm-hmm. When I tell you off air, you're going to crack up.
I'm sure.
But this guy now, see this cop there being interviewed, I've seen him in other things. He was in, I thought about it earlier today. It was From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was Sex Machine.
He looks like a sex machine.
That was his character's name. And he had, did you see Dusk From Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah, a long time ago.
He was the guy that had the gun in his crotch.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he's like a horror movie guy. Like, I think he's a producer or a director or something. I've seen interviews on shows I've worked on about horror. And I think he's done stuff before.
Yeah, he looks familiar. This is where all the sports fans would be hiding out in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
With all these fucking TVs.
See? She spit.
It doesn't look like a bite.
I don't know. I mean, is it a scratch?
I don't know. I mean, it looked like a cut.
I mean, do you watch iZombie?
Yes, I did.
Oh, this is the last season coming up this summer. I mean, you know how they just scratch people and they become zombies. So I like that show actually, although it's kind of gone off the rails a little bit. But
yeah, I binged the first like three or four seasons real hard, and then it just kind of went meh.
Yeah, so because I love. She's great, and she gets to play a different character every week, which is I think is the most fun. And then the other guy, the main, he's like he's one of those. He flips from being good to bad, good to bad. Mm-hmm. The guy who runs the funeral parlor.
Yes.
Yeah. He did you watch Alias?
No.
All right. He was on Alias, and he was like the best character in the whole series. Played Jonathan Sark or something like that. He was like a bad guy that like, you know, but he was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually binged those. I think my kids were really little then.
I need to put that on the list.
Yeah. I have them all. I'll give it to you when you come to Mania. I have room in your suitcase for them.
Yes, I'm sure.
What'd you get in New York? What'd you get from Russia? I got Aliens. All five skis at Aliens. Andy's cleaning up his house. So here, the nurse comes into play. She's stitching him up.
Mm-hmm. So they're still just kind of like really trying to figure out what's going on. And everybody's still kind of dazed, but like in protection mode, I think.
Yeah. And they're trying to suck up to the security guard now, kind of his good side. And trying to make a plan.
And he's, like, being an alpha male about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's the head security guard at this mall.
Oh, right, right. Top flight security.
I mean, you know, you got to puff your chest when you got Ving Rhames to deal with. This might be a Ving Rhames love fest for me, by the way. Just going there. My dad's name is Irving.
That's Ving
Rhames. His name is Irving. Mm-hmm. He goes by Ving. My dad's Irv. He's always been Irv. And I wanted to ask, Dad, you should go as Ving. And he goes, do I look like a Ving? I'm just lucky that I'm not Irv the Third because my dad's Irv Jr.
Irv the Third? calling you that from now on. That is happening.
I mess with my son. I'm like, Dylan, you could be Irv the Fourth. He goes, no. Now they find the Twitcher.
Oh, shit.
I told him not to go down there, but now look at him. Shoot him in the head.
Would you hesitate to shoot somebody in the head?
No.
No. All right.
There are a lot of people I would love. Like, I would pray certain people would turn. Like, oh, I can shoot you now.
What if it was, you know, a family member or somebody that got bit and turned?
It's hard, man. I would literally be like Shaun in Shaun of the Dead at the end. When his mom turns, I'd be just like, I would be crying. I'd be like Shawn Michaels before he super kicked Ric Flair. Yeah. I'm sorry. I love you.
I would definitely want to be put out of my misery, I think, by not somebody, just a stranger.
Yeah. Not a pit in the SOS on the roof. Nobody's coming to get you. Zombies murmuring. I have the cold capture.
Me too. So they're on the roof now, and they just have this. Now they're slow zombies for some reason.
I think they're slow zombies when they're just nothing for them to, like, you know, eat.
Chase? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, there's Andy.
Andy's gun. All right. So there's a whole parking lot full of zombies in between the two stores that they can't really go get them.
Yeah, he's pretty far away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, you know, they can even, like, slingshot shit to each other, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, like Tom Brady or some shit throwing stuff over. Then there's a helicopter. Helicopter's like, nope, see you later.
Yep, I don't blame
them. We got our own shit to deal
with. That would be me if I was in a helicopter. Like, sorry.
No, we're heading to an island.
Yep.
Far, far away.
Good luck.
No, they're coming back. No, they're not.
So how long do you think you would last in the zombie
movie? I mean, I would hope I would last some time, but... It all depends on who you're with, too. If my daughter would be, like, complaining of, like, some kind of ailment or slow up, because she's not athletic at all, and, you know, my son, you know, God bless him, he's got ADHD, so, I mean, he would give our position away. That's why I say, like, you guys ain't going to last. You know, if it was my girlfriend was there, you know, if it was too humid, we'd be screwed, because she doesn't like the heat because of her asthma, so it's like... You know, all these people, like, I got, you know, I'm going to ditch my loved ones to survive.
That's the ultimate, you know, gut check. What you going to do?
Well, I mean, I would protect them for sure. But if it looks like, you know, it's like Aisha Tyler once said, like, I think on Talking Dead, she goes, look, I don't have to run faster than zombies. I just got to run faster than you.
Right. You'd just be like, sorry.
Sorry.
You.
Sorry, Otis.
Yeah, Otis. Yeah, you would Otis. I never hated Shane for Otis, and I just think that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hate Shane for that. No, not at all. But that leads to like some other shit, though. Because
well, yeah.
Otis was the one, you know, wrangling and putting him in the barn, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would have, they would have, they wouldn't have spent a whole fucking season looking for Sophia.
I get nostalgic for those early seasons.
Man, that was when she comes out of that barn. I was like, yeah, whoa!
It was amazing.
Oh.
I miss it. All right.
Yeah.
So now they're having like a very uneasy night.
Mm-hmm.
And this bitch still ain't changed out of her blood.
Her blood's so cool.
Clothes. Like, come on, take a shower, do something.
At least she got some sneakers from the Lost and Found, though.
It's a whole mall full of clothes, I mean. You can find some clothes.
You know, ain't there like a furniture store y'all could sleep in, like on a bed? And this guy's a dude. He looks like he's got chaw in his mouth.
Yeah, he's all the TVs are out now.
Yeah.
No more news to follow.
And he's trying to pull rank now. You're the trainee. Shit rolls downhill. Here, go check this shit out. God, plasma televisions. Oh, God, that's so good. This guy just looks ridiculous. He's got his t-shirt.
Yeah, he does.
His boxer,
yeah.
Puts his belt on.
And his hat.
And his black socks. This guy's like, we don't let you have a gun. Just go do all this shit. Hallowed Grounds. That's a good name for a coffee place.
It is. It looks nice. I want a latte now.
They have the place that looks like a Johnny Rockets diner kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
You have those down there by you, Johnny Rockets?
Not by me, but I think. I don't even know where the nearest one would be. I've been to them a bunch of times, but
yeah, so a lot of them have closed. I think we only have one left up here.
And then there's one in Birmingham.
Mm. Actually, last Sunday I ate at one with my son in the mall.
I like it.
We had to kill time because my daughter did makeup for the high school play. Mm-hmm. They did Chicago, so I had to go somewhere close by. So we had Johnny Rockets for lunch, a little Dave and Buster's.
Nice
after. Yeah. He got obsessed with this Marvel game that just came out there. When you play, you get a card at the end of every game.
Yes, I heard about that game.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's a point sucker, I'll tell you. Between that and the other, there was a DC game right there that was doing the same thing.
All right, so they are
in the bathroom just talking.
Yeah.
He's basically admitting. Mike Heifer is like, I'm a criminal. Basically, he knows he's a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And Ving's
why
just
is
like,
he
I gotta
washing his clothes?
That uniform clean.
You don't need your uniform anymore.
You don't know that. You know, real men clean their clothes. Come on.
Real men do laundry.
Uh-huh. I had no choice, but yeah, I plan my whole week around my laundry usually. Because I don't have laundry in my apartment right now. When I move in a month or so, then I'll have laundry again. But so you got to plan that shit out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Oh, he's peeping on her through the... Oh, is she's finally going. Yeah, she's finally going clothes shopping. Oh shit!
Now he sees the truck. Look at these. See now the motherfuckers.
Yeah,
are
now
running.
They're fast. Chasing the truck through the parking lot.
Somebody's shooting them.
Okay, she finally got some new clothes. That's good.
Everybody got new clothes because the Russian chick's wearing a dress now.
Except for the cop uniform.
Now the big debate, like, let him in or don't let him in.
All right. What do you think? If you're in this group, what's your...
Well, they got guns. So So it's either they, but then you are they going to come in and try to take over and
right.
kill you,
right?
Or are you going to
kill them?
You know,
first.
Are they going to help you?
Oh,
now she's pissed. Like, get that gun out of my face.
I probably would have killed him.
Yeah. Now yeah, you see there?
It's like I had the heart, like, or maybe I should say, I had the mind to like last through the mm-hmm. zombie apocalypse, but I would get tripped up by my heart, you know?
Yeah. Like, now they take over.
There we go.
And the trainee turns on. I'm like, fuck you. The guy's going to pick on me? This is what you get.
Yeah, finally he's like, oh, I'm a for real cop, so I'll be in charge here. Not you, rent-a-cops.
Mm-hmm. I hope they have a lot of gas in that truck, too. Because they got to put them in the holding cell, then they got to get their plan together. So now they're telling them, this is where you go.
I must have missed this part earlier.
Mm-hmm.
These zombies are killing me,
I know.
Like, I don't know.
And then these two geniuses right here. Like, why is he backing up the truck?
Oh, bam, oh, bam, fuck. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, that was great. Yeah, I definitely did not see that part earlier.
These guys, it turns out they don't even have to open that door. They pick on. if they were to get killed here, this would be like the worst.
Yeah.
There are some stupid deaths in this movie, too. Mm. People just do dumb shit and they get killed.
Well, people are dumb.
And, well, yeah, they are. They end up on that cloud where all the, in heaven, where all the stupid people go. he tries to open the door and it's locked. He's like, thanks. Yeah, whatever. And like, here come the track stars.
And they all, like...
horrible shots.
Well, I mean, he got that guy in the head.
So, like, now they're going up on the roof. How did they get that old, fat, injured chick up there?
Oh, that is a good question. Oh,
he's
shit.
Just like, look at these.
Headshots. All are, well, except for that one.
Oh, no. They're just running. Look at them.
That is scary.
Now,
yeah, how did they get her?
How did they get her up there? In a wheelbarrow, no less. Who
oh,
the
bullshit.
Fuck had a wheelbarrow?
Wheelbarrow, in? Yeah. Where?
There's Phil Dunphy.
She looks like fucking Jabba the Hutt.
I know, and she is fucked up.
Yeah, she is.
This guy's just like, give me a second. Come on. I gotta sit down. This guy, if it was now, he'd have a MAGA hat on. And like she's all like nursed out now. She's got a little belt on.
Oh, yeah.
And all of her. This chick's just like, you guys got any booze?
Yeah, that's me.
He's such a douche. Oh
God, he is.
And then he just turns out to be Phil Dunphy. So now I can't like watch it the same way. There's the tough old broad that we get.
Yeah, she definitely probably, like, murdered all her family. She's like, look, it's me or you.
I love y'all, but...
Yeah.
Now they're finally actually hearing some stuff from the outside world. And Ving's like, dude, I'm out of here. I'm going to find my brother.
Is that what he wants to do?
Yeah, he wants to go to Fort Pastor to find his brother. Because I guess his brother's in the military.
Oh, and they were telling him that...
Everybody's dead there.
Yeah. That sucks.
I don't know. Not for nothing. I love my family, but I seen what's going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to make that.
Right, you're not... I'm not hunting anybody down. If we find each other, we find each other, but sorry.
Although that would kill me. Like, if the zombie outbreak happened and I was nowhere near, like, my kids,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, it would kill me.
It would kill me too, but I, you know.
I'd go on.
You gotta go on.
Gotta keep living L-I-V-I-N. And he's just, now he's contemplating it. He's just like, oh, fuck this. Then he makes a connection with Andy.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Andy over there. How does he... Oh, that's a whiteboard. Okay. It's like, yeah. How does he have this endless supply of poster boards?
Well, yeah, it's a gun shop, not a stationery store.
Yeah. So they're realizing that there's no help.
Mm-hmm. Now they're texting.
Yeah, they're... Old timey texting. That's as old as Andy.
Oh. Wow. Guys, you got to get that once a show, the old cast.
I got to keep up with my gimmick. What do you want?
And there's Matt Frewer, otherwise known as Max Headroom. With Jenny's probably like, who's that?
No, I know who that is.
Yeah, that's the guy who played Max Headroom right there. And he also does a lot of cartoon voices, too.
Yeah, I think I saw him in something pretty recently.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this lady.
She is just fucked.
Oh, this is gross.
I know. You can see like I don't know if it's like going through her body, like you can tell.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. That bite. Oh, that looks sick.
I mean, she's got a big ass bite on her arm.
I really love the like practical makeup.
Mm-hmm. And this guy's got a little bite. It means he's got a little wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just hurt my ankle.
They're all kind of messed up.
Yeah.
With the way that her gown is, like, it's kind of like flesh colored. And then there's a spot of blood right there on her boob, so it looks like her nipple.
I noticed that.
And I'm like, why are they showing her boob? Oh, she looks gross.
Oh, she dies with her mouth open.
Oh, that's gross.
See, now they haven't seen anybody turn.
No,
yet.
They haven't. See, it looks like her boob.
Oh, God. Now I can't unsee it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Like, oh, she dead. I always love, like, you know, in, like, movies like this, like, they're looking, they're not looking at it, and then they rise
up. Yeah, it comes
up,
yeah.
Yeah, just on cue. Like, what the fuck? Eyes open.
And that's another thing about parts of this movie. It's like vaguely comedic, but not. It's not really funny, but it's, I don't know, it's very odd.
Thank God they were in the home furnishing store. Get that fireplace poking right there. I mean, and she ran, too.
Yeah.
She, like, took off after her. Now they're like, it's the bites.
Do they not know what zombies are in this movie? That doesn't make
sense. I think most zombie movies, they don't know what they are.
That's dumb.
Well, it's just, it's the world. They don't know what it is. I mean, you know, if they know too much, then there's no tension.
Hmm.
You know how to deal with
it. You still have to do it. You still have to survive. You can know what it is.
Well, I mean, like Zombieland, I think they know what zombies are in that one because they have all those rules.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a fun show. That would be a fun movie.
Yeah, I love that.
And they have a sequel coming out this fall.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of, like, standing around talking.
So far, yeah. Well, we're still in the first, third of the movie, I think? I don't know if we're in what would be called the second act.
45 minutes in.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So now they're figuring out, like, a dude that just came in with his daughter. He's infected. We're going to have to shoot his ass.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a daughter. That doesn't matter. He's still going to be a zombie.
Still going to, yeah. He's right, Bing says.
Yeah.
Why is she still... She's the nurse. She should... Well, I guess maybe that's why. Because she's a nurse and she not trying to kill anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a tattletale. Michael's coming to kill you.
He's coming to shoot you. Is this true?
He does look like shit. I mean, like...
Yeah, he deteriorates kind of fast,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, right now, he's not that bad.
Mm-mm.
But, like, within, like, a few minutes, he just... You know... He's like, shoot, Tucker, I'm not bit.
That's why the pregnant lady confuses me, because hers is a lot slower.
Yeah. So maybe we don't know how long ago he got bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a couple of days.
Well, she was treating it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they don't heal the bites, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they don't know, like, you know, like in Walking Dead where you cut off, you know, the part of the body, like Herschel or something.
I don't know how I feel about that either.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could, like, handle losing a limb. Just kill me.
It depends on the limb, I guess.
I ain't trying to watch somebody like cut one of my limbs off.
No, but it's such in the heat of the moment, though.
The trauma would just end me anyway. Yeah. I'd never be able to live with that.
Mm-hmm. He's like, "Fuck! I know what I know what's going to happen." You can see she's starting to look like shit too. You know, look at her face.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah. You know. Okay, he's checking out her arm.
It's like, it hurts. I cannot have baby here. You know what I say?
He said it was starting to heal.
Well, he's just trying to make him feel better.
Okay. I can't read tone. I just got the captions on.
Oh. Well, I've seen it so many times. Right. You know, because he's just, he doesn't want to tell her. You know, would you want to tell somebody that they're going to turn into a zombie? Or would you rather just let them, you know?
I'll just shoot them.
what if it was like your husband or something?
You going to die. You going to turn into a zombie. I mean, like, sorry about it.
Now, look how much he looks like. Now, we're back to the other dude. And look how much he's... It's only been like a few minutes. Now he almost looks like a zombie now already. And Ving's going to be taking care of shit.
Yeah.
What is that, a do-rag, whatever the hell he's wearing?
I think so.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm coming here. Hey, you ain't getting out of here. If you get past me, you ain't getting out of here.
Then you got to decide, like, well, this is what I think sometimes is like, do you wait until they turn so you feel justified in killing them, or do you spare them the process of dying and coming back and go ahead and kill them?
Well, I mean, if they're dead, they don't know they've come back. They're an empty vessel.
Yeah, I don't know.
And there's a rent to the mall cops in jail. And he's like, how you doing?
Oh, shit.
Like, all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, all sweaty and shit.
Yeah,
you see his veins.
He lost hair somehow. Right?
I don't know. I guess zombieism has alopecia traits, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at him. He's like, done.
He just dies. That's things awful. Like,
I know.
See, kill him now. Before he comes back.
I don't know. I mean, because then, well, you need to know that the zombie's dead,
but you
though.
You know it. Like, you know.
Well, if you shoot him, he could, you know, you don't know if he's going to come back. You don't know if he has to take a
back. He's not going to come back after looking like that.
And she's like, I'm glad it wasn't you. What, these people, what, did you fall in love all of a sudden?
I think I do.
And now he shrieks, and he goes, oh, shit.
So now, what's the passage of time right here? Because I did see this part. And
it looked like
they had settled in quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking. Let me see. I was looking this up earlier. Let me go back to that page I was on. It says, as my dog scratches himself. So, according to, there's a lost tape. I guess this was in the bonus features they played. The characters arrive at the mall on May 9th. The movie opens a day earlier on May 8th. Mm-hmm. The attacks start on May 7th. And his last, now this is from Andy's perspective. I guess he did a,
okay.
And his last, entry before he turns is on June 6th.
Okay.
So the place of events take in the space of 29 days. So it's got to be at least a couple of weeks, I think. Look at, there's 1,000 fucking zombies out there. Yeah. Now.
See that? That's what I was thinking earlier about the doors. Oh shit! Oh, this is that part I was talking about.
Yeah, there's a part. She's just like, oh, let's give me some laundry.
Yeah, that's what I would be doing.
Yeah. And there's the crossdresser.
Nice.
Like, let me just try on a nice pump, and then these two, like, oh, let's look at the stars.
Playing basketball, watching movies.
At the Animal House.
Getting fucked from behind. Doing weights. And then more fucking from behind.
And recording it. And
these two
just playing
those two are doing the correct activity.
Yeah, let me,
okay, so what I was saying is they didn't, fortify the entrances, yeah. So they were just locked, like the doors were just locked.
That was a funny scene, though. They started trying to pick out celebrity lookalikes in the crowd for Andy to take out.
That's funny.
Who do we have next? They just took out a guy looked like Jay Leno. Now there's Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Has like members only jacket.
That is a fun game.
You know, there's a cigar store apparently in there.
Right. He's just wasting all of his ammo, but sure.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to fucking do? He's like stuck in that store. Might as well take out as many of those fuckers as you can. And he's a little pompous, too. Look at the face. Yeah. What you got now?
Rosie O'Donnell.
That's not a hard. Give him something hard. That's too easy. And she's just like, you guys have rough childhood. Now we got some foreshadowing right here.
Oh, yeah?
You have my permission. If I return one of those things, pull my fucking head off. And she's like, oh, yeah? You count on that. You're a dick. Yeah, we're almost up to the part we saw.
Almost there.
They're just hanging out. Let's see. They're in the coffee shop.
Yeah, I mean, everybody looks pretty chilled, to be honest with you. Yeah. Except for Mekhi Pfeiffer.
Yeah, just smoking some butts.
Yeah, you know.
Hmm. And she's like, oh, she's pregnant. I'll check on it. He goes, nope, we're fine. We're good. Nope. Don't. Nothing to see here.
She's definitely not having a zombie baby, okay?
No zombie baby. I don't know. Did you ever see V?
Yes, I love, not the original, I watched the remake.
The original, and I was probably, I want to say like 10, 12 years old when I was out. The only thing I knew Mark Singer from was like Beastmaster. I don't know if you saw that original movie.
No.
But the scene, like this one chick gets pregnant by one of the aliens.
Yeah.
Human. And she has two kids. The first one comes out and it's a human. Then the next one comes out and it's an alien. Like, is there a looking thing? I think that was like a cliffhanger ending too, to like, because it was a mini series. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the baby ends up dying, though. But
I was really bummed when they canceled the remake, because I love that show.
I watched a little bit of it. It had Laura Vandervoot. Mm-hmm. Was Supergirl on Smallville. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only watched a few episodes of that. That was a while ago that came out.
Yeah, it was a long while. I wonder if it's streaming anywhere. I'd like to look at it again.
Probably Hulu, if anywhere, right?
Probably so.
Now they're all like sitting here having a dinner, just talking about worst jobs and what, you know, things you do during the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, well, yeah. And luckily they already had all those candles lit because the lights go out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yeah, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she looks rough. He's got her tied to the bed.
Mm-hmm. She's already turned.
Yes. No,
she hasn't turned yet.
Not yet, but soon.
Yeah, she's close though.
Oh my gosh.
This is gnarly. Oh God. The things I do for a place to be nation.
Hey, you picked this movie.
Well, it's like, you know, I watched, I don't know, this will probably be posted before, but Todd and I did on my show, Laugh in Theater, which you'll be on soon, hopefully. We did Swingers.
Oh.
And there are some cringeworthy scenes in that fucking movie.
I'm sure you and Todd handled that well.
Yeah, we handled it. It was rough, though. Yeah. It was. That answering machine scene, I actually count how many times he calls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
How many times do you think he called her? At 2:32 in the morning, no less, according to the clock.
I don't know how many.
6 times.
Oh, God.
So you meet a dude at a bar, right? You give him your number, and he calls you 6 times, like within like an hour and a half or something like that.
No.
Did you call him back?
No.
I'd be like, no. That's too funny.
Not unless it was just like, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean. You know.
Yeah. All right, so what are they doing now?
Now they're checking the generators because the power went out.
Okay.
So it's Ving, Jake Weber, Kenneth, and then 2 of the security guards. Not, you know, the head guy and the douchey guy.
Good summary.
Well, the head guy actually turns it around. He actually has a decent character arc.
Yeah.
If you can have a character arc in a zombie movie.
Sure you can.
So now, yeah, they're in the dark-ass parking garage. This is the scary-ass parts, man. It's the unknown.
Yeah.
Like, if this was Walking Dead, they'd be, like, banging on something to kind of draw them out.
Right.
Yeah, but this is where it's just...
Seems like they would have already cleared this, or no?
No. I think you just want to make... Because the parking garage, you know, is open. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure there are, like, ways that, you know, they can get in. It's just okay. You got to make sure all the doors are locked, I guess.
I don't know. Security in this building seems to be, like, not correct for the amount of time that they've been there.
Yeah. It depends on the mall setup, too, I guess. Now they're going around. This one dude with the light, he's like, nope.
Yeah, that light's huge.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would definitely want the fucking weapon as opposed to being Light Boy over there. Like, y'all fucking carry your own. They got lights on their guns.
Now, if this was now, he'd have an iPhone.
For sure, yeah.
I remember when iPhones first came out, I actually had a flashlight app on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I downloaded an app and, like, duh,
oh,
the whole phone's a flashlight now.
I use my flashlight. Is that a zombie dog?
No, it's Chips the dog.
Okay.
This fucking dog, I tell you. Ugh.
He looked like crazy as hell, but.
Okay. Yeah, he got crazy eyes. Well, you'd be crazy eyes too if you were out there with those fuckers. See, I told you I saw something. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
All right. So we're like in first time mode for you now, right? Oh, yeah.
A legless zombie just like...
fucked him up. Bit his ass.
That's amazing.
And what? Oh, more zombies?
Now, here they are, all of a sudden.
You're on your own, dude.
How do they get in? Where do they come from?
Oh. Like, oh, no, he's the bait.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, he's the bait.
No, fuck, you're bit, man, fuck you're fucked. Fuck.
You carried the light. You dumb. Should have had a weapon.
Oh, now they're trying to break in. Now CJ toughens up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is some scary, shit, because you're in enclosed space, you know, and...
Oh.
Yeah, them zombies. That barbed wire is not stopping those fuckers. Uh-uh. It may slow them down a little bit. Oh, finds a gas pump.
Why is there a gas pump?
Because I think it's the filling station for the mall you know, shuttles.
Oh, okay.
It's a big mall.
Okay.
These shuttles. CJ, light that fucker.
Oh, nice. Shit.
Does that really work?
I feel like it probably does. Not that dramatically, but.
Zippo.
Yeah.
Now we got burning zombies.
Love burning zombies. I do have lots of issues with, like, CGI fire, but that looks pretty legit.
Well, you could see that's not all CGI.
Yeah,
that's,
it looks that's practical. Yeah.
Because you could tell they're wearing the, all that shit on them. They have all that gel and stuff. Now we're back to Nakai.
Shit. Oh, shit.
And she is...
dead.
Dead. Now she dies.
Oh, gosh.
But... not everything is dead.
Oh, my God. We're undead or re-dead? No.
And then he kisses her.
Oh, shit.
See? Something going on in that belly. And all of them seem to die with their eyes open. He's like, that's my baby in there.
That looks gross. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Is he dumb?
Yes. He proves it even more so. Whoop. Uh-oh. There's something cooking in that kitchen.
Dude.
He's like, what is
that
going
is like
on
the here? Perfect segue for this thing that I wanted to ask you. But
all right.
But I need to see this part. Oh, shit.
That guy's got her tied up.
Yep. What's he going to do? Deliver the zombie baby while she's trying to eat him?
I don't know. I don't know if he knows that it's a zombie baby. He's like, okay, now I'm going to... I got this belt.
Oh, he's going to try to...
yeah, he's going to try to gag her.
Okay. Oh my God! It said music playing from the
baby mobile.
The baby mobile. That's fucked up. Oh, he got her.
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm. All right. It's like I'm gonna go check on Luda.
Yeah. Good idea.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll do it. I'll just grab a smoke. Oh, I'll be on my way. No problem.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh. That baby's coming.
He's eating his way out.
I don't know. I don't know if he's eating his way out, but he's...
because he don't have teeth, so probably not. I don't know how that works. I don't know the physics of baby zombies.
Well, they have to bite. The anatomy? Zombies have to bite, I guess.
Right.
Like, oh, let me put my smoke out. Go check on them. And
so how would that work?
She's just like, what's going on?
No.
There's the baby. It's a girl. She's like, what? Wait, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He got a gun. Yeah, she's just...
kill her, please.
He's like...
oh, my God.
Yeah, he's like, I'm protecting my family. I don't care if they're zombies.
I love my zombie wife. Do it, old lady. Yes.
Bam! Oh.
Oh, fuck!
He shoots her.
This is insane!
Shoots him. See, these are stupid deaths right here. Because none of them needed to die. But he's just nuts.
Oh, my. This just... I know, like, this is a zombie. This just took a real dark turn.
Right?
I was delighting in the zombie baby earlier, but then that was just fucked up.
Yeah. And all the rest of them see what's going on. Yeah, she's fucked.
Oh, she is.
She ain't gonna turn now, so.
Yeah, no. This is not the Walking Dead rules, is it?
No. Did you have any idea when that would start before we knew that?
No, I did not.
That's what the guy whispers to Rick right before they blow up the CDC.
I remember that was a whole thing.
I started getting an idea when they started finding walkers that didn't have bites. I was like, something's going on.
Right.
And she's dead. Andre's dead. But what's Andre got in his hands?
Yeah, I need to see that. Man, that is so fucked up.
Like, what's he holding?
Everybody's like oddly quiet. How are you not like screaming?
Because you don't know what the hell's going on.
But you, I mean, oh god. Oh no! Oh, oh no! Oh no!
And they shot it too.
Oh no! Oh, that was fucked up.
You got your zombie baby.
Holy shit. Wow. I'm traumatized. You have traumatized me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you, Jenny. I've seen it so many times, I'm still like, wow.
That is messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So now is everybody... I don't know.
Now they're trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do, because it's like, you know, you want to sit here and wait to die, or you want to try to find something else? So they start formulating a plan.
What would you do, stay or go?
Well, I mean, they've been there for a while, so the food's probably dwindling. I mean, you know. You gotta have a plan, though, to get out of there, because you gotta go through that. There's like thousands of zombies out there.
Yeah.
Now, it turns out, douchey Phil Dunphy here actually has a boat on a lake near, not far from here.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely do that.
So that's the plan, is, you know, get to Douchey Duffy's boat. So they'll have to, like, kind of agree to it.
Would you do that? Would you take to the water?
Yeah. I mean, you know, as far as we know, zombies float. They don't swim, though.
I'll never know with these fucking zombies.
I mean, you know, we're going to see actually snow zombies for the first time.
Cool.
In the season finale of Walking Dead.
Damn, really?
Yeah. They have a blizzard. I think it's in the comics, but yeah, a blizzard comes. So now here's where CJ kind of like starts taking over, probably getting close to being the alpha again. He's like, I'm in.
He's on board with the bus idea. All right.
Mm-hmm. It's two buses.
Buses to the boat.
To the boat, to the marina.
Gotcha.
So it's like the, you know, this is like the montage that, like, yeah, you know, Rocky training kind of thing. You know, or the MacGyvering of fucking, you know.
MacGyvering.
You know, he's got a little... You know, they're taking apart shit to kind of, like, fortify these buses.
It's not a bad idea.
No.
I have a feeling it's going to go to shit, but it's not a bad idea.
Of course it's going to go to shit. This chick just loves her spray paint.
Yeah.
Well, you guys fortify it with, like, the, you know, the steel and all the other stuff. I'm just going to paint it. I'm going to paint it because we need our colors on.
Yeah. That's how my son would. We contribute as well.
Well, you know, as long as he's not getting our asses killed, he can paint whatever the fuck he wants. Yeah, that's what I say.
He would have never made it this far.
Yeah, my son probably not either.
No. I mean,
based on his limited diet where he only eats like Cheerios.
Right.
Yeah. So now they're doing a count of their guns and ammo. And they figure, yeah, we kind of need more stuff.
Yeah.
And he's just pissed because they're out of, like, you know, vanilla espresso.
Well, he should be. That's very disturbing.
Yeah. And he's kind of like, you know, I ain't doing shit. It's my boat. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And he shows him the key, foreshadowing.
Gotcha.
It's so funny how Phil Dunphy is, like, the weirdest character. He's such a dude. She's obsessed with this fucking dog.
Yeah,
Chips.
Apparently.
There's Jenny, like, Chance, where'd you go? Chance, where'd you go? That'd be you. Be like, bitch, it's a dog.
It's a zombie dog. I'm convinced. It has a bite, and he hasn't turned yet.
No, he's not a zombie dog.
You don't know.
I've seen it before.
That's how you win every argument, by the way. You just go, you don't know.
Yeah, there's Andy. Aww, poor Andy's all
patient. Bless his heart.
He's hungry and, you know, gets the Ving's tug his heartstrings.
Mm.
Now, here's Kenneth.
Are they going to go by and pick Andy up?
Oh, that's one of the plans. Yeah.
All right.
So look, he's all excited now. Like, look, this is what we could do. We could take the chainsaw and it'd come over here. We could saw him off. Yeah, man, isn't that cool?
What do you think?
She's like, wow.
No.
Very romantic.
What, like, else you want to say?
Well, he's like, I'm trying. This makes it seem like they've been in, like, a long-ass relationship.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's been a month, barely.
Like, those relationships are always heightened, you know,
because
life and death and all that.
Well, they have to raise the stakes. There has to be emotional. So now they're trying to fortify a plan to get Andy, because, one, it's the right thing to do. Two, he's got a shit ton of ammo, and he's a good shot.
Right.
So they got to try to figure out how they're going to go over. And then the light bulb goes over Ving's head.
Why does the dog have, like, a saddle on it?
Well, it's more like bags, like delivery.
Like saddle bags?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that, I guess. Okay, saddle bags.
What? What are they doing?
There's a plan. Apparently, the zombies in this movie have no interest in animals.
Weird.
Because he just goes down. Okay. Now Andy's just like, oop. And then they load him up with food for Andy.
That's pretty smart. How's he going to get up there?
Well, you have to see. And she's like, Chips, it's a fucking dog. You know?
It's a zombie dog.
It's not a zombie dog. Again, he's the smartest fucking dog.
What was that?
You know, the little door. I guess Andy might have had a dog. I don't know. But wait. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, what? No. No, they got him, man. You know, and she, like, flipped. And now Andy's trying to defend himself, and that draws more.
Oh, no.
Now, what she does here is this one of the stupidest things on there. So Chips had a walkie-talkie also in his bag.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to call Andy. So he's like, you know, he says, yeah, he's dinged up pretty bad. And he's like, oh, man, those bastards bite pretty hard. And they're all like,
oh, no.
Like, shit. Oh, man. Poor Andy. So then, you know, look. Now, he's sitting right next to me so he can hear what I'm saying. I love my dog. I'll tell you, he's my buddy, you know. He's awesome. He's 8 years old, almost 8 years old. And God damn it, I ain't going through a horde of zombies for him now. You know, I have memories.
Right, yes. I would agree about my cat.
Yeah. Because look, now she goes and she gets that truck they came in.
What? Okay.
Now they're like, what they hear? Well, they hear it and they're like, can't find her. And this is some crazy ass shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
She's like, I'm going to go save my dog. And he's like,
oh no. Dog. This bitch is crazy.
And she gets in there though. And she finds the walkie talkie. So now she's talking to him.
And then Andy bites her, right?
Yeah. Well, you have to wait and see. She's like, there's blood everywhere. And there's Andy. We'll see Andy again. He's writing something.
What does it say?
It's all blood.
Huh.
Because somehow Andy's turned and yet goes up there and writes on a sign.
Yeah.
That kind of throws.
Yeah. And plus, one of the zombies opened the little dog door to get in.
Well, he shot them all before he turned.
No, I'm just saying, like, when the dog went in, the little thing shut, and then one of the zombies opened it back up again.
Yeah, and then she got in there.
Right, I'm just saying that they're showing, like, smart capabilities.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that they get in, try to get in the door. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, it's cognitive thinking, which they shouldn't have.
Oh, God. What are they doing?
So now they formulate a plan to get the stupid idiot that went to go get the stupid dog.
Fuck her. Fuck her and her zombie dog.
This is stupid upon stupid. They were going to make Phil Dunphy go, but they're like, and he's like, wait a second. Why am I going on the suicide mission to rescue Terry's already dead girlfriend?
I mean, he's not wrong.
No. So then Tucker trades place with him.
This is dumb. Y'all dumb.
And he says, stay here. Don't fuck this up, Steve. But you know what's going to happen. Steve's going to fuck it up. So they decide, oh, let's go through the sewer. Do you think there's zombies in the sewer?
There are definitely sewer zombies. And they probably look gross. Like the whale zombie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was gross.
I love that one.
Ugh. They're like, who do we think we are? Ninja Turtles? What the hell's going on? I always think, like, whenever I'm, like, going exploring somewhere, I always think of a line from South Park where Cartman's like, who the fuck do we think you are? The Goonies? All right, so let's open the mansion.
Do you go exploring a lot?
No, but, like, I always think of that, like, whenever I'm somewhere.
Oh, this is so stupid.
So, yeah, look, I'm just going to pop out of the manhole. These zombies aren't going to see me.
Oh, my gosh.
There's only five of us. Actually, I think four go up. Because I think Tucker pulls the manhole.
I wouldn't want to be in the damn sewer by myself either. Fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm. See, now, look, this is just
this
dumb.
This is not smart.
He's just like, oh, no. I'm going under.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Now they're like, oh, here we go. He became a much better shot in a few months. Yeah. He shot him in the leg. Like, fuck this. Well, let's all go through the doggy door.
Now that was some... Oh,
Bing lost his shotgun.
It looks like it's sped up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That looks really weird. Now they're all fucking trapped.
Yeah. At least they're reloading now. They gotta find Andy.
This is, like, frustrating, but, like, also probably realistic of what dumbass people would do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know she already did.
Mm-hmm. They're still looking for her. The tension. Oh, there's Andy.
Oh, gosh. Does he not see their lights and hear them?
Well, he's focused on something.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
And Ving's like, I'm sorry.
Oh, brother. Fuck.
Oh, fuck. Evan's head went off.
That was, yeah.
And that bitch is still alive.
How is she still alive?
And she got the dog.
Now
I'm just like, just give me all the guns. Give me all the fucking guns. And he, does he got bombs? Napalm, C4, anything?
Yeah. Fucking rocket launchers.
Now they're out there again. Now Tucker comes up to help him out. Bad decision by Tucker.
Yeah, this is all... Oh, no!
Falls through. Boom! Breaks his leg.
These action scenes are real weird. Why is it sped up?
I don't know. It's Zack Snyder. I mean, you know, who knows what the fuck he does half the time. Now, in the beginning of the film, CJ wouldn't have done this.
No, definitely not.
CJ hands him two guns. Oh, and he's dragging
smart.
It. Back. Yeah. Luckily, Tucker's a decent shot. Nah, maybe not. Oh, zombies got Tucker.
Oh, he says, no. Shoot me, shoot me. See, there
he does the right thing.
Yeah, he does.
Of course, they go up, and where's, what's his name? Steve, I guess.
So you know how much I would beat the shit out of this little girl once I got her in there?
And douchey Phil Duffy's not there with the door open.
Fuck.
Now they're kind of trapped with fucking zombies coming. And they stop.
Yeah, they stop. Why do they stop?
Because they have cognitive thought.
Yeah, this is stupid.
This is, you know, look. I love the Fast and Furious movies. Where fizzer out the door, but this is just stupid.
Yeah.
Now, finally, Anna comes, opens the door. There's only so much you can do with 1,000 zombies trying to open a door. They're like, oh, we got to fall back. Now, you've seen the original, right? Because that's how they. That's why they stayed in the mall, because that one was in the mall, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, come on, we got to go. We're out. The zombies are in. We're fucked.
Yeah.
New plan. Everybody get in the elevator. Shut the door.
I mean, this...
If it was my office building, we would have died by now.
Yeah, for sure.
Our elevators are horrible. It's only a 4-floor building. I like this song. Got Muzak playing. So now they get into their loaded up trucks.
Yeah, the trucks look good.
And they have to split up the two young lovers.
Oh, God. I hope somebody throws her fucking ass out.
I mean, she deserves to die. Actually, it's her fault that they're in this predicament.
Yes! And well, it's her own dumb fault for going after her.
Yeah!
Thank God they look pretty cool.
Yeah.
They got spray paint on them.
I know. Thank God they have spray paint. I mean, that's going to save them. Now, let's just go into, like, you know, 1,000 zombies. See? Now they're stuck.
Oh, Jesus.
This is kind of cool what happens here, though. At least they had a plan. Hold that ladder, bitch. Do something.
Yeah. Where's the chainsaw?
The old guy's like trying to kick them away. You ain't going to kick them away.
Mm-mm.
There's the blonde that doesn't do anything but fuck Steve in the movie.
There's the chainsaw.
Oh, there's the chainsaw. See? Payoff. The old
That's fantastic.
That's old... It's an old screenwriting thing. You don't show a gun in Act 1 unless you're going to fire in Act 3. Here we go.
Also,
here's
same
CJ.
Same thing with propane tanks.
Yes.
That's great.
Oh. What? I'm just going to catch that. The zombie looks at it. Like cognitive thought.
Yep. And holds it up.
That's pretty
holy
bad.
Shit. Now that looks real fake and bad.
Well, it's kind of cool, though. He's just it like, is cool. What the fuck? Like, yeah, I guess we can go now.
And they're still going to get up.
Well, yeah, but we took out a good portion of them, though.
That's pretty smart. We'll have to remember that when we're, you know, fighting for our lives in the apocalypse.
I don't know. You think it would be safer up here or down where you are? Because, I mean, if it gets cold, I don't know how zombies do in the cold.
Yeah. I honestly don't know. Probably, like, population-wise, down here it would be safer. And yeah. Close to the water.
Yeah, I'm close to the water, too.
Kind of like, cold. Yeah.
Well, there's one hanging on the back of the van. Look. It turns the wheel a little too much.
Oh.
And there goes the boom. She gone.
Oh, no. I was not expecting that. Yep.
This Van's is on side.
Crazy.
So this is the Ving Rhames. Let's see, who's in this one? Ving Rhames, the blonde slut, the young guy, the old guy, mm-hmm. and Phil Dunphy in it, I think. Yeah.
Oh, he's got the gun. Smart, I would too.
And he just leaves Ken. And he gets out.
He gonna die.
He's like, fuck these people. I got a boat.
Yeah.
Of course, he's wearing, like, he's well dressed.
Yeah, he put on a suit.
Yeah, put on a suit, tie, everything. Let me check how many bullets I got. Yeah, I'll survive. Oh, what's dripping on my arm?
Oh, shit.
Ugh. Oh, it's the zombie that was holding on. No, it wasn't. A different one, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was a different one.
Oh. And he's like, CJ's smart. He's like, we got to go get that fucker's got the fucking keys for that boat. So we need that. And we need their ammo. So the old guy dies too when the bus crashes.
Ugh.
See?
Oh. That is so fucked up.
There's Steve.
Oh, zombie Steve.
And
great
promised,
shot.
And she promised him. She's like, oh, I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Get the keys.
Wait. Oh.
Oh, no. God damn, those zombies are fast.
I know. We're all fucked.
Remember when she grabbed the keys from her house in the very beginning?
Mm-hmm. She's a very resourceful girl. In the van. Well, the zombies got a little close. So what did we start out with? How many? About 10 or so, whatever, when they left the mall? We just lost. We just lost three of them.
Damn.
So now they're down to, who is it? The two youngins, CJ,
Michael. Okay.
Michael, Anna, and Ving.
Ving.
So seven. I'm counting.
Yeah.
How many do you think survive out of this?
I'm going to go with three.
All right. Who do you think dies? Because we're getting towards the end now.
I think Michael dies.
All right.
I think CJ dies.
Hmm.
And I hope those two young ones die.
Let's see if you're correct.
All right.
So now they're at the marina.
All right. This is the big finale, right?
Yep. And they gotta find Douchey.
Yeah.
Douchey Dunphy's boat.
How are they gonna do that? I guess they know the name of it.
I think they figure the name out.
Okay. If the two young ones are the only one alive, I'm going to be pissed off.
Here they come. The zombies.
God, eh. CJ's going to sacrifice himself.
CJ's doing his John Wayne, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Good little arc for him, I guess.
Yeah. It turns out that it got stuck. He was going to jump out the front. Yeah, he gets
now he's going to shoot this gas can behind him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gets a hero's death at least.
That's good.
Oh, that chick had like no hair. She had real alopecia.
Yeah, that was yuck. Tons of kills.
Yeah, this is a lot right here.
Oh, he finna blow it up.
And he's like, fuck this noise.
Oh!
Damn.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. See, a little, it's a lake, though, so.
Yeah.
It ain't going that far. So now we're down to 5.
Okay, see, I said CJ, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said CJ, you said Michael, and then you said you hope the two young ones
the
die.
Yeah.
Well, Michael can't go.
He's bit. I knew it.
Oh, downtown. Nope, yep. He does the right thing.
Oh,
you know, you know, because you know if this was Douchey Dumphy, he'd be like, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Let's go. Get on my boat.
Oh, that's messed up.
Hmm. Oh, he's like, yeah, it'll be fine.
So what would
be good.
What would you do if you were bit?
I honestly, the way people turn in this one, mm-hmm. you gotta give them a chance to survive.
So you would?
I'd stay back and try to get them as much of a safe lead as I can.
Would you end it before you died, or would you just die?
Well, I don't know. It depends. If they're, you know, he's like, I'm going to watch the sunrise. I mean, now, well, he does it one way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd do it the same way he would.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't want to turn into one of those things.
No, definitely not.
So, I mean, they have a good enough lead. So I don't think he needs to start, you know, being the okay corral here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, slow, you know, now that it slows down. Because, you know, they've only known each other for like a month. He takes out a gun. What do you think he's going to do with it?
He's going to blow up another one of those boats. I don't know.
Nah, he killed himself.
Yeah, he did. And they sailed off into the sunset.
Yeah. Now, stuff happens during the credits, so you got to stick with
it. Okay, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's now, titties, so there's
yeah,
that.
They find a camera on the boat. That was
okay.
Steve's camera, yeah.
But there's some fun stuff on that.
There he is.
Captain Steve.
Captain Steve with chicks and bikinis. And now they have, now they're cutting into it with now footage.
Right. Don't tell me they like all drown in, or
no,
the
no, they don't
sinks.
All drown. No, but you know, it's not over yet.
They're swimming zombies.
No. They find something though soon.
Okay.
Yeah, here comes a boat.
Zombie boat.
Zombie boat.
There's this. Oh, fuck. Ah! Oh, fuck.
I swore
what
at the face of
the
I'm like,
shit?
Let's just open up this cooler and there's a zombie head there. Sorry, Jen.
Oh, gross.
I get you. That's kind of gross.
What was the point of that shit?
That was what, great. The maggot to the head?
The head. For the jump scare is a pretty good one. Oh no, is the boat on fire?
Yeah. They're like, I think they're like out of gas, out of food. Ving's getting pissed off. Get that fucking camera out of my face. There's an island.
Zombie Island.
It looks like it's safe.
It's Baby Zombie Island.
Baby Zombie
Island. Full of baby zombies.
Imagine that shit. You're like zombie outbreak and you get stuck in a, and you get trapped in a daycare.
Yo, fuck. Nope.
Oh, there's that fucking dog again.
Zombie dog.
What'd you think of the zombie dogs in, what was it, Resident Evil? Like those Dobermans?
That was badass.
Yeah. They're like, there they're on.
Okay, and...
Zombie Island.
Yep. It looks like Marijuana Island, too.
That's true, yeah.
Oh, there... Is it ended?
Yeah, that's it now.
That's it?
Yeah, they had to run back to the boat. Who knows if they survived or not.
So it's a cliffhanger?
Well, it's been 15 years, sure. I mean, it's just, I think it's just zombies now for the rest of the...
Well, shit. I mean,
Two fuckers survived, as far as you know.
You think they did? I don't think they did. The boat was on fire.
Yeah. Now you're palling.
Yeah. Yeah, they all did. Well, see? I guess that's an appropriate way to end a zombie movie anyway, with everyone dying. I mean, I feel like that's realistic.
So let me ask you, is this the first episode that you've done where you haven't seen at least the part of the movie?
No, I had never seen Suburban Commando.
Ah.
I think I've done several I haven't seen.
Oh, okay. I'm debating what to do because I have a couple of episodes of my show that I haven't seen the movie. So I'm like, should I watch it first? So I can...
No. I think the reaction is better live. And
well, I do. Mine's comedy, so it's a little different, I think.
But still.
Yeah.
Laughter is a reaction.
Yeah.
And I think that the person that is sharing the movie with you, I think that they would enjoy your reactions cold. Like you did with mine, with the fucking zombie head. I mean, so like, I feel like that's the way to do it. I mean, you can't do that with everything, because you probably have seen most of the things that y'all are going to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I like this movie.
Yeah.
It was... There were some parts that were... Like, I didn't like the sped-up action parts. But lots of blood, lots of great kills. Some decent characters.
A lot of dumb ways to die in this, though.
Yeah, a lot of dumb ways. And then, I mean, that zombie baby. I'm never going to forget that. So, I would say I liked it.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of zombie movies, it's up there. I mean, you know. I mean, I don't know. I think I do like it more than World War Z, I think.
Yeah, I definitely like it more than that.
Which they're making a sequel, I think, finally.
Why?
Although that one scene they're in like, what is it, in Wales? Mm-hmm. And that one zombie's just going...
Oh, yeah.
That is some tense shit. But yeah, this was, I mean, I watched some of those other ones, like Land of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one's okay. And then the Resident Evil movies are okay. Mm-hmm. They're kind of stupid, but... You know, it's a little ridiculous. But this one was, the track star zombies, I call it.
Yeah. I think it was, I don't know. Like I said, I felt like those sort of accidentally comedic moments. Mm-hmm. You know, I just have like a real odd tone to it.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't really tell. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it though.
I mean, you can definitely tell that I think the Zombieland took a little inspiration from it to kind of parodied it a little bit, I think.
All right. Well, I appreciate you introducing me to this movie.
Oh, well, you're welcome. I'm surprised I could introduce you to a horror movie. I'm glad I did.
I think that when I started the pod, I had... I don't want to say the intention, but like I kind of felt like I wanted to learn more about horror films instead of trying to teach people about horror films. So that was sort of my idea, and I like it. You know, I like how I have learned things, and and maybe I've taught people some things. I doubt it, but you know. So, if anybody wants to talk zombies with you, where can they find you?
Well, I'm on the Facebook and placetobenation.com. I'm just, you know, like all of our pages. I mean, you want to talk zombie movies? I mean, maybe, you know, down the road we could do a little crossover.
Maybe.
A little zombie land, horror comedy.
Mm-hmm. There, if we're doing horror comedy, then we're doing Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, I am so there.
Yep.
Oh, I love that. Ed is one of my favorite characters of all time.
Yes, yes, yes. Anything you got coming up? I know I saw on our little sheet here that you had a couple of things a couple of weeks ago, maybe.
Well, no, I have some stuff dropping, actually. Depending on when this goes up, mm-hmm. the show that you were on mm-hmm. with Mr. Chris Golo, we did Looking Back. Well, I was looking forward to Looking Back, but we only did Looking Back. And we looked at the movies that came out this past fall and winter, like Aquaman, Star is Born, Bumblebee, Spider-Verse. A lot of good movies came out.
Right. And that's on the Pop Feed.
On the Pop Feed, which is basically where I live. I mean, unless I get invited on the wrestling feed.
Same.
But, and then I have a couple episodes of Laugh in Theater that should be dropping over the next few weeks. Mm-hmm. Mr. Glenn Butler was gracious enough to watch History of the World Part 1 with me.
Nice. And,
yeah. Well, one of my favorite movies. Like, I, like, loved it. When he told me that's what he wanted to watch, I was like, oh, you're the best, Glenn. And then myself and the manager, Todd Weber, mm-hmm. we watched Swingers together, as I mentioned earlier.
Nice.
So those both, I think... Yeah, History of the World will be out by, I think, the end of this week or early next week, probably April 1st. And then Swingers should be out a couple of weeks later, kind of spread them out a little bit. And then I have more episodes in the future. Jenny, you're going to be on the show.
Yep.
And we're not going to spoil what it is, but it's definitely a very funny mm-hmm. comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You could even say a stupid comedy, if you will.
How dare you. All right, a couple of other things on the Pop Feed. You can check out Hard Traveling Fanboys, Greg and Nick, and the NBA team, boys, talking March Madness. And Jason Sherman was on an episode of Sunday Groove with David Sunday. And you guys, a couple of weeks ago, had an episode of... Year in Pop with 1974. Mm-hmm. You can look for it under Oldcast. And
you know, Damon loves it when you guys do. I know. That.
Ben Morris had the manager Todd Weber on Marvel Age Masterclass, and then Todd and Tim were resurrected Conversation Comics and talked about the X-Men, so I enjoy that. I love that. On the wrestling feed, there's an episode of Talking WCW with me and Tim and Greg, in which we discuss Ric Flair, and JT and Chad have probably by now several episodes of Wrestling Warzone, and of course the Mothership Place to Be podcast. So, lots of fun stuff on both feeds, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the Scott's going to do a big WrestleMania preview on Main Event coming up next week. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And then, you know, we will all convene at WrestleMania and not do anything that we regret at all.
I'll have my son with me, so I got him. So.
Well, I hope I don't do anything stupid. Speaking for my own self. Then.
Yes. All right. We're all there to look out for you, Jenny.
I appreciate it. All right. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Play Sweet Nations, JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaySweetNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the PlaySweetNation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation Pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaySweetNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaySweetNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaySweetNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.